I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On the campus of UCLA right now, a warning from the Los Angeles Police Department.
I'm Captain Kaylee Gibson, the police captain for the University of California, Los Angeles. I hereby declare this to be a unlawful sentence.
Police with shields and batons lined up opposite students who have set up a pro-Palestinian encampment. They were given a deadline of this morning to leave, but they are still there. It's part of a growing crackdown on college campuses' protests over the war in Gaza. Police in Mount Orb, Wisconsin, not far from Madison, shot and killed a student who they say had a gun outside a middle school. Attorney General Josh Call says the security system prevented him from entering.
The physical security of the school appears to have played a role.
A six-week abortion ban is now in place in the state of Florida. Meantime, in Arizona, lawmakers have repealed a near-total ban that was reinstated by the state Supreme Court. The Arizona governor says she will sign the repeal quickly. This is ABC News. A seriously close call for a driver in Washington state.
Even the steering wheel even bent from the impact.
A Washington man is sharing his story of survival after a steel beam came crashing through his windshield as he was driving down the highway, missing him by just inches.
Seriously, I thought I was dead.
Gregory Sannon was headed to work north of Seattle when police say a man was seen throwing debris off an overpass.
He hit the car so hard, but I think he didn't hit me. He hit the steering wheel.
Authorities don't know where that steel beam came from, as there are no construction sites in the immediate area.
That's ABC's Andrea Fuji. Federal officials now say tests of ground beef for the bird flu have come back negative. The tests were ordered after fragments of the bird flu virus showed up in milk. And Airbnb wants to put you in some iconic places. The company announcing a new promotion it calls Icons, offering a chance to win a stay in places like a home modeled after the house in the Disney movie Up, or spending the night in the Ferrari Museum. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise in the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're going to feel a puff of air.
Zhong's Optometry has set their sights on staffing up.
Try the next line. Hey, Kim, can you tell our 2 o'clock we're running 15 behind? Sorry, we're a bit backed up today.
He needs an optometric technician to keep an eye on it all.
Where are the dilation drops?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. The investigation is underway into Wednesday morning's school shooter incident at Mount Horeb Middle School. Attorney General Josh Call says Mount Horeb police used deadly force when they responded to the report of a person with a weapon outside of the school. The officers involved in the incident are on administrative duty. Protesters and police clash at UW-Madison Wednesday morning. Campus police and other law enforcement agencies forcibly took down an encampment set up by anti-war pro-Palestinian protesters. UW police said numerous arrests were made. Four people were booked into the Dane County Jail. And a long-awaited hotel and casino project in Beloit is expected to break ground this fall. The 18-story complex located next to I-3990 touts a 305-room hotel, convention center, and multiple restaurants. It's expected to create about 1,500 full and part-time jobs once it's complete. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Let's face it, fire danger is like a roller coaster. It's up. It's down. And everything in between. Some days the wildfire danger is high. Some days it's low. So before you burn, check the fire danger level in your area. Local fire officials can help. Plan, monitor, and adapt to changing conditions to keep your burn safe. Because it's up to you to prevent wildfires. Brought to you by the Wisconsin DNR.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girls.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're going to have a fresh smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to new Febreze car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
La, 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 la.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter. N731-24 for rules and how to enter. Visit Febreze.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. We could get a half inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down this evening. High of 57, the wind out of the east at 10 to 20. Tonight, showers, scattered thunderstorms, then clearing after midnight, 46. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, warmer with a high near 70. We are headed full on into barbecue season, and if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Get it today at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Maybe I read you wrong, thinking you could be my Mr. Right. I was putting my heart and soul on the line. Said you needed some time, just a little more time to make up your mind. Well, it's been long enough.
For a ride.
sit around and wait on you. Well, I'm through watching you just skate around the truth, and I know it sounds trite. I've seen the light.
Bye-bye. I call collect on the phone. You say you're tired and alone, but it sounds like someone else is lying. She said, don't call me no more, don't you knock on my door. It's too late now and I know you'll never change. And she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care. She said, just leave me alone and let me hang up this phone, 'cause he'll see me cry and think I still love you. Please don't call me no more, I changed the locks on my door. It's time you understood that we are through. She said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. Got a Eastwood smile and Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care. Smiling Robert Redford hair, but you walked across my heart like it was Texas, and you taught me how to say I just don't care. Yes, you taught me how to say I just don't care.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Foster and Lloyd, Crazy Over You here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, temperatures mid to upper 40s across the region this morning, and expecting temperatures in the 50s with rain, and we'll have details with our ag weather forecast this hour. Also, this hour, we're going to talk with Brad Dorr from NASA about NASA and agriculture. Had a chance to talk with Brad during the NAFB Washington Watch event earlier this week. Of course, we're back home now, and that kind of wraps up all of our farm meetings for the farm meeting season, I guess you could call it that. Now we get ready for, well, fairs and festivals. We'll be kicking everything off with June Dairy Month here. And that's just around the corner. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA. Today we're with Jenny Mills, who is president of the Northeast Agribusiness and Feed Alliance.
Hey, thanks for having me today, John. The Northeast Agribusiness and Feed Alliance has approximately 350 members, and those members represent a lot of different areas of our industry. Everybody from our feed manufacturers to the suppliers that supply ingredients to those feed manufacturers, the trucking industry, our finance industry, right down to the dairy producer. We're looking to represent and be that chamber of commerce for agriculture here in the Northeast. We actually have three pillars for our strategic mission, and advocacy and collaboration are two of those pillars, along with education. We work to continue to represent the voice of producers in a number of different ways with other industry groups, Northeast Dairy Producers, Cornell University, Vermont Dairy Producer Association, and the list goes on and on. And our goal is to make sure we're multiplying our voice and being unified in our message about the positive attributes of agriculture to folks that we're advocating with, which would include the legislatures and our state governments throughout the Northeast.
Membership is tremendously important for Northeast Ag and Feed Alliance.
Absolutely. So membership is our bloodline, is how we can continue to do our efforts. And so it's important that we stand together as agriculture. And so, like I said, we have about 350 members. We're always looking for new members and really branching out besides those feed manufacturers and suppliers to the finance industry, folks that are involved with trucking. We have a lot of issues with our supply chain today, getting things to those feed mills and to the dairy farm, and most importantly, getting milk from the dairy farm to our processors in an efficient manner. And so we're all trying to work together. And so membership is our bloodline. If you just Google the Northeast Agribusiness and Feed Alliance, our membership forms are all there. We actually offer a half-off discount for our first-year members.
And back on that advocacy, you have a professional group that really helps guide you and helps really make those contacts for you.
That's correct. So we work with a lobbying group here in New York, the Him & Straub Group in Albany, and we're very blessed that they have wonderful contacts within the legislative arena as well as outside. And they work quite closely with other agricultural advocacy groups, like I said, Northeast Dairy Producers, Farm Bureau, Cornell. And we try to work together, make sure our messaging is together so that we're multiplying our efforts. And like I said, not all single people out there trying to advocate for different things.
Youth is really an important component of what you do.
Yes. Our third strategic pillar is education within Northeast Agribusiness and Feed Alliance. And one of the really cool initiatives we've done for 12 or 13 years now is called Golf for Good Works, which raises anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000 per year that we use as a committee to support youth programs. So we're looking to support youth programs to help educate the next generation and our future leaders within agriculture. Those requests can be made through our website or talking to one of the committee members that's listed on the website to request those funds.
In addition to that, you also have a scholarship program.
Yes, we do that through the New York State FFA. They administer it. However, anybody can apply. It's open to seniors in high school. And so actually the application deadline, I believe, is in January of 2024 for our seniors. And so we support those future youth of agriculture. We're looking for those future ag leaders that are going to work in our industry after graduating.
It's great that you support youth. Jenny Mills, president of the Northeast Agribusiness and Feed Alliance, thanks for being with us today.
And thank you so much, John. It's a pleasure.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
Agriculture Department animal disease experts are continuing to test more dairy cows, checking for signs of avian influenza in those animals. But Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told visiting farm broadcasters Tuesday there's also a major effort to get vital information from the farmers whose herds have been infected.
Going on the farm and visiting with them and talking to them about their operations so that we understand and can appreciate how this may have started, how it may have spread. continue to need farmer cooperation in that sense.
Infected cows seem to be recovering from the virus, but Vilsack says experts are keeping an eye on those animals
to determine whether or not there is a lingering impact or effect of the virus on productivity.
Meanwhile, Vilsack says the public should know three things.
One, the risk to people is low. Two, the food is safe. And three, the cattle are surviving.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Some men are attracted to a pair of big blue eyes. It takes a pretty face to make their temperature rise. Looks aren't that important, just icing on the cake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. When Eve first said, Adam, which outfit do you like? The maple or the fig leaf? Now, honey, they both look nice. Clothes don't mean that much to me. Maybe you better go and ask the snake. What really turns me on is the shake. Shake it to the left, shake it to the right. Come on, baby, you know what I like. Shake it real funky, shake it real low. Shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on? The shake. Oh, shake it. Gary, Indiana, Mobile, Alabama, Phoenix, Arizona, Bismarck, North Dakota, New York, LA, Houston, Tampa Bay. Shake it real low, shake it till you can't shake it no more. It's a natural attraction. Mother Nature wouldn't make a mistake. What really turns me on is the shake. So what really turns me on is the shake.
Come on.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Neil McCoy and The Shake here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 53 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, May milk down 13 to 18.22, June down 6 to 18.48. July and August were steady, July 18.83, August at 18.90. Cheese markets yesterday, barrels steady at 185 and a half, 40-pound blocks up 2 to 176 and 3 quarters, no trades. Cash butter up 4 to 3 and 1 half, 7 trades on the day. Graded non-fed dry milk up a half to 112 and a half, 5 trades. Dry whey steady at 37 and a half, no trades on the day. Live and feeder cattle markets could be mostly higher today after FDA came out and said there was no evidence of the H5N1 virus in ground beef samples, and that should really have the trade move back into the cattle markets. Hog markets could be mixed. We've been seeing a lot of lower cash, lower pork cutout values, demand concerns. There's that export inspections report coming out. If that is higher than expected, that could help the hog market. June live cattle opened the day at 173.85, August 171.10, October 174.85, May feeder cattle open at 241.42, August 251.75, September 252.60, May hogs open at 93.02, June 100.42, July 103.62. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all moving mostly higher. Planting worries here in the U.S. as we're starting to see multiple rain events, and that is slowing down U.S. planting prices. Also, there's challenges in world wheat production areas with dry weather experienced in the Black Sea region, cool and wet weather in portions of northern Europe, and that's helping the wheat markets today. May corn up 5 to 448 and a quarter, July up 4 and a quarter to 455, September up 3.5 to 462 and a half. New crop up 3 to 475 and 3 quarters. May beans up 11 and a quarter to 1167. July up 10 and a quarter to 1180 and a half. August up 9 and a half to 1181 and a quarter. New crop up 7 and 3 quarters to 1172 and 3 quarters. May soybean meal up 320 to 345.80. May soybean oil down 17 cents this morning to 42.50. Chicago wheat, May up 10 and 3 quarters to 592 and a quarter. July up 9 to 608 and a quarter. And Minneapolis wheat, May up 9 and a half to 712. July up 3 and a half to 705 and 3 quarters. Energy markets this morning are moving slightly higher on some short covering. June crude oil up 35 cents to 79.35. July up 38 cents to 78.82. June and July gas both up a cent. June at 259, July at 256. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn $3.99, June $4.02, July $4.05, new crop $4.18. Cash beans at $10.95, June 11 even, July 11 even, new crop $10.80. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn $4.21 and three quarters, June $4.15 and three quarters, July $4.18 and three quarters, new crop $4.22 and three quarters. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn $4.05, June $4.21, new crop 423. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash and June corn 397, new crop at 417. Cash beans 1085, June 1088, new crop 1090. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 404, new crop 418. Cash beans 1077, new crop at 1080. Red Wing grains, cash and June and July corn all at 431, new crop 422, cash beans 1137, June 1144, July 1145, new crop 1110. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and June corn 397, new crop 417, cash beans 1087, June 1092, new crop 1090. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 160 to 189, Holstein fed cattle 138 to 165, market cows 87 to 130, bulls 128 to 167, calves 230 to 920, beef steers 160 to 355, Holstein steers 133 to 355. Sheep markets, market lambs 250 and down, light lambs 220 and down, ewes 100 and down, rams 122 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 125 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 180 to 285, fed lambs 185 to 200, ewes 95 to 165. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-460-3550 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
He had the best of both worlds, yours and mine. And I bet he's proud of himself the way he spent his time. Telling all his friends how good it feels to play both these. I'm sure in all of their eyes that you and I are one of a kind, a pair of fools. Two women, one man's been lying to. You thought you were the only one, I thought I was too. We're one of a kind, a pair of fools. Out like the best of friends, but we're not to blame for the pain that that man has put us in. When we break the news that you know about me and I know, about you after what he's done, he better start to run from this one of a kind, a pair of fools. Two women, you were the only one I thought I was due. We're one of a kind, a pair of fools. When we break the news that you know about me and I know,
and I know about you
after what he's done, he better start to run.
Blind love can do. We're one of a kind, a pair of fools. Two in-
can't see. All that little bit of teeny weeny thing they call the love bug. Nobody's ever seen it, but it's got the whole world shook up. It all started with a little bitty kiss and a hug. It's a little bitty teeny weeny thing they call the love bug.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins from the NAFB Washington Watch in Washington, D.C. Thank you to our broadcast sponsors, including the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association, Wisconsin Farmers Union, Synergy Co-op, Osteoplastics, Compeer Financial, Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, Ennebus Silo, and Elsevia Co-op. All right, I am at the NASA booth, and you're probably saying, huh? NASA? Farming? What are you talking about? Well, we're going to find out with Brad Dorn. He is with NASA. He is the agriculture lead for NASA. I had no idea. Brad, thanks for joining us. Are we talking about farming on the International Space Station, or what are we talking about here with NASA?
Farming on Earth. Yeah, NASA's been involved in Earth observations, specifically for agriculture, since the early 70s. And if you include weather, that was our first foray into Earth observations, was the early weather satellites. And so, really, agriculture's been at the heart, you know, of really driving a lot of Earth observations from our satellites and the tools that we have. And it continues today. If you look at our fleet of 28 or so satellites, most of those observations have some relevance to weather, the water cycle, key things that are very important to the producers out there. And it's starting to address some of those new issues that we have. You know, how do we manage nitrogen better, you know, so that we understand water quality better? How do we assess water quality? We've been supporting USDA for, you know, 5 decades with the WASD report, helping NAS in their statistics, and continue to do that. We've supported the U.S. Drought Monitor as long as the U.S. Drought Monitor has existed. But now there's new things, too, we're observing. I know in your part of the world, you know, this whole issue of a lot more smoke, a lot more fires, what's the impact does that have on our crops? And so understanding and trying to assess that, you know, one of the key observations that we have for those types of things are from space.
Now, okay, now you'd mentioned water quality and nitrogen.
okay, the smoke part of it, that makes sense. Yeah. The weather part of it, that kind of makes sense. You see the storms. I mean, the satellite shows you that. Groundwater quality, how does a satellite know that?
Well, there's a couple different ways. You know, one, we do have learned over decades of working in the oceans where they've done a lot of that type of assessment with their satellites. The satellites are now good enough now that we can look at inland water quality. But more importantly, especially for the producers, we're able now to integrate our satellite observations with drones, with ground observations, to allow you to get an optimal level of nitrogen input. So if you're, you know, wanting to understand, you know, where can you have the impact on your crop, we can now watch that crop health from our satellites along with and integrate it with the drone activity so that we can assess, okay, you know, this is the sweet spot for applying nitrogen. Or maybe the opposite, that, hey, it's not going to do you a lot of good. So we're working on those types of problems right now. Soil and the soil moisture issue and the groundwater issue is also extremely important. And we have observations that can assess the changes in groundwater. We have a new satellite coming up that's going to assess soil moisture every about 2 football fields across the globe and multiple times a month. So those types of observations allow us to, what happens is it constrains our models, because without that information, those models, you're making stuff up to put in the models. It's educated guesses, but without good observations, you know, that's what really helps us create better and more accurate models, which then in turn helps us with our forecasts of things like, you know, water availability, especially in country or in the states out west.
We are talking with Brad Dorn. He is the agriculture lead with NASA. And believe it or not, NASA's, as we're learning, very involved in agriculture. Now, a lot of the things that you do is available for not only USDA, but even for me. And there's... we can get some of that information, right?
Yeah, you're hitting a big part of our challenge, and farmers will know this. There's way too much information out there. And now you have things like AI coming into play, and how does that play? NASA's involved in all that. And so one of our big challenges in coming to groups like this is understanding, how do you want that data? You know, you don't need another stream of petabytes of data from NASA. Okay, it's the last thing producers need. What they need are solutions. So how do you deliver those solutions? Is it through your agronomist, your consultant? Is it through NOAA, if it's weather forecasting? Is it through USDA? Those are key parts of the program that we try to navigate, because NASA's built like a space agency. We're not built like, you know, a commercial company or an ag industry or USDA. So we want to use them as vehicles to get that information to them. But you're right. All that data is available for free to everybody, but that doesn't mean it's easy to use for everybody, right? And that's the rub. We have to get that data so that a ag industry, whether it's a John Deere or a local producer.
Or a farm broadcaster,
yep, and a reporter can access it. And they're starting to, and even reporters have started really accessing this data to understand things like water supply conditions, especially out west where there's, you know, so many issues on water supply and the agriculture industry.
Okay, I got to ask this, because frankly, when I've come out to D.C. and I go to the Air and Space Museum, I always end up at the Apollo exhibit. I love it. I love everything about it. It's always fascinated me of what NASA did then and how you had to adapt to make everything work. I mean, cramped, small, and all of that. Okay, now we're thinking of going, you know, back to the moon. We're not going to use a Saturn V, darn it. I think we should, but that's a whole other story. But then to go to Mars, okay, what is NASA doing? Because you can't have everything freeze-dried, every single thing for a trip like that. You're going to have to grow stuff. So, and again, I know that the movie The Martian was probably stretched the laws of everything a little bit, but that's a movie. So what are you trying to figure out with growing food in space?
Oh, this is a great collaboration between NASA and USDA, is trying to understand what can you grow in these confined environments without gravity, low power, low water, you know, low soil. How can we grow things to sustain crews? And then, of course, when you get there, you know, what are our options for growing food?
The movie The Martian is probably not going to, that's not real, correct?
Yeah, you need to ask someone smarter than me about that, because that is another part of NASA, but it is very real, and it's a very important part of us trying to get to these next levels, you know, in space travel. And so it is another link to the agriculture industry. Our program is more focused on how are we feeding people today. It actually started in the Great Grain Robbery in the early 70s when some of us old enough to remember, you know, the prices and the crisis back then. Well, that's when NASA had these neat little satellites, one of them called Landsat, was just going up there and said, you know what? We've got to do a better job of understanding global food supply. So they tagged NASA and said, you know, solve this, try to help solve this problem with USDA and others. And so
what's it meant, though, for what they did in Apollo? All of the different things they did in that, all of the things they had to come up with has helped you and what NASA has to do with agriculture looking at Earth. Because obviously, I mean, cell phones, kind of that miniaturization came from the Apollo program because we had no choice. So has there been technology still to this day that you can relate right back to Apollo?
Oh, absolutely. You look at each of our satellite missions that are launched, you know, whether it's their antenna design, whether it's the sensors that are being used. Some of the technology comes from the old days. Former military, and I remember learning about how we use mapping technologies from space on Earth, and we learned that, well, that was developed for the moon from the Apollo missions, from them mapping the moon. And so, yeah, sometimes people say, well, why are you doing that? Why don't we just do that at USDA or other agencies? Because NASA has that heritage. We've learned all these things. What people don't see is, you know, they've all heard about Apollo 13 and what you had to do. You had to innovate, crisis management. Some of our sensors up there go through this all the time. You know, some of them are past their lifetime expectancy. They should be flying into the ocean. And we've got people at NASA who are figuring out ways to keep those satellites alive and then learning as we go about this for that next satellite. One thing neat about NASA is that is sort of part of the culture. You're just constantly learning. You know, a problem is not a problem. A problem is a potential solution and maybe a discovery of a new way of doing things down the road. We're doing that with AI right now. You know, what can we learn now and how can we apply AI to it in a way that is maybe a little more rigorous in understanding how to use it. And so all these tools that we have all have that culture at NASA of, you know, we're here to find a solution. Let's find some problems. Let's figure out how to provide those solutions and learn from that as we move forward.
Fascinating of what they're doing at NASA. And again, that is Brad Dorn. He is the agriculture lead at NASA. Yep, they're involved in farming too. We're at Washington Watch in Washington, D.C. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, it's spring planting time, and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment, too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Expect some widespread rain today in our ag weather forecast. Now, Friday will clear out and warm up. Relative humidity values will remain in the 30s or higher as well. Then more rain chances Saturday, clearing out again on Sunday. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. We'll have chances of rain and thunderstorms. Highs 50 to 55. Relative humidities at 73 to 78%. East winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. We'll see 3/10 to 1/2 inch of rain possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy early, then becoming partly cloudy. A slight chance of showers and storms early. Lows 41 to 46, relative humidities at 93 to 98%, south winds at 6 to 11, shifting to the west, an isolated trace to 5/100ths of an inch of precipitation. Friday, sunshine, highs 66 to 71, relative humidities at 33 to 38%, west winds at 6 to 11, we'll see about 12 hours of sunshine. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, highs 60 to 65, Sunday, sunshine, highs 65 to 70, Monday, partly sunny, a chance of rain, highs 70 to 75. Tuesday, partly sunny, another chance of showers and storms. Highs once again 70 to 75. Wednesday, partly sunny with a chance of showers or storms. Highs 70 to 75.
I'm with Tom Heffernan of Tom Heffernan for Tom. It's time for the summer driving season, and it's time to get our vehicles ready too.
We got the vehicle maintenance package for only $79.95. Includes up to 5 quarts of oil. For that, we change oil, we inspect your brakes, we check the belts, hoses, filter check. Also, we got $70 mail-in rebate on a new set of tires. Ball is only good on your head, is not good on tires. So come and see me, Tom Heffernan, Tom Heffernan Ford, in beautiful downtown Lake City, Minnesota. Going to our 51st year, where cars and trucks like eggs, they're cheaper in the country.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Every rainfall, you see new gullies cutting through the yard. You have a slope to conquer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Plant something green and keep the dirt where it belongs as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Yard is sloped. Fortunately, we have an established lawn that keeps soil erosion under control. Grass isn't the only option, though. There are many types of ground covers. Some flower, others don't. Some die back in the fall, but many stay green year-round. Mike Maddox is an extension horticulture agent at the University of Wisconsin and says there's one very important characteristic you must have with plants intended for erosion control.
You want something that's going to have lots of roots to it. A good fibrous root system is what's going to secure your soil base. It's going to keep those soil particles together, keep them from being washed away and lost in a storm event. Those roots are going to be the matting that holds it all together.
As those roots break down and you get other organic matter from dying leaves and such, they will produce some goos and gums from the breakdown process that will help improve your soil structure. Years ago, a ground cover called Crown Vetch was a popular way to stop the dirt descent, but it's not recommended anymore.
It was probably a good thing to do, but now